pictures today. One morning while drinking coffee, I noticed a red-headed woodpecker and a fledgling, a young bird, immature, inexperienced, and underdeveloped. The red male would take one sunflower seed and fly to a tree about 10 feet away, and the baby bird would follow. The father bird would hammer the seed into the bark and jump back. The baby bird would retrieve the food. This was repeated for over 5 minutes. I'll come back to this powerful symbol as I believe that God teaches us in nature. Our first reading from Acts, we have messengers, unauthorized messengers from Jerusalem visiting the church in Corinth. In Acts and New Testament letters, you can sense continued tension between some strict Jewish converts to Christianity and the newly grafted on Gentiles. The message concerns salvation and following strict lifestyle practices of the Torah, circumcision, meat used in idol worship, and unlawful marriages. These are a few issues in Acts, and we can suspect there were other customs as well. We have to understand that these messengers were born, raised, and educated in the traditions of the Torah. But this interference specifically upset the Gentile church in Corinth. They sent a delegation of Paul and Barnabas to the Jerusalem church some 300 miles away. It was an important meeting. Paul as a Pharisee is an excellent choice since his formation was at the foot of Gamaliel, who was a master of Jewish oral law and a teacher. This made Paul an excellent fit to take on the strict Jewish converts. In Acts, we can see St. Peter and Paul right in the middle of this conflict to provide prayerful discussion and consensus to the Gentile community. The Jerusalem church sends Judas and Silas with a letter for oral and written testimony. It was received with delight and exhortation. The crisis was averted. From our gospel reading today, the setting is the Last Supper discourse, and it starts with a challenge. Jesus said, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to make him and make our dwelling with him." Jesus is speaking to his friends and will not be physically present much longer as he must return to the Father. Jesus tells his friends that the Father will send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, in his name. This is the same Father who is in covenant love with us from the beginning of time until today. From the garden in Exodus through the kings and the prophets, finally sending his word made flesh, his son Jesus, to renew the eternal covenant to be our God, and we are to be his people. Now the Father will send the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Other names associated with the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Defense Attorney. The disciples are about to enter what's called an in-between time when Jesus leaves and God the Father sends the Holy Spirit. We are also living in this in-between time. The Holy Spirit will help the disciples and us recall Jesus' teaching. Jesus said, "I am going away and I am coming back to you." Jesus has given us his peace, which the world cannot give. The gift of peace is the consummate love between Jesus and his Father, so that when he is put to death and the Paraclete comes, our faith will increase as Jesus tells us beforehand what is to happen. The departure of Jesus will be the beginning of the time of the Paraclete, a time of love, belief, joy, and peace. So what does this mean for us today? There were issues in the church in Corinth, and we can continue to expect issues at home with work, faith communities, and the world. As a matter of fact, you can count on it. Thinking about the Paraclete and what simple example could be shared, let's say we're all on a football team and maybe there's several fantastic players who push our team around every now and again. This team has many high-performance players on the roster. One player's last name on his jersey is called Fear. Another player is Worry, Anxiety, Financial Issues, Sickness, Hurt, and Anger. The score is 28-0 at half. We could do better. One of our players, Little Mustard Seed, said they look like giants and we are mere grasshoppers. It's an Old Testament shout out. Checking our roster at halftime has a fatherly owner who expresses his eternal love and confidence to his team. Our coaches are Father Pete, Father Adam, and Father Bill, who remind us of the graces received at baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, and reconciliation, and the importance of participation in these offensive and defensive plays, and an occasional ask for water or a battery during Mass. The quarterback from Nazareth leads the team in the Our Father. We're at the tunnel, and there's a guy way up in the stands with the John 3:16 sign. The entire team is feeling his presence. Little Mustard Seed is right next to me, and all he can say is, "We're gonna win the game." Brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be in the game. So it comes down to a decision for us today to place our hope and trust in his promise of the Paraclete, the Comforter. Maybe we could remember nature's example, just like the woodpecker pounding the seed into the tree to teach the fledgling how to withstand the cold, dark winters. So may we find our food in the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus, who was wounded, pounded into the wood of the cross for us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.